Right, we always search Parshas Chayesara for some practical advice. So in the beginning of the parsha of Eliezer, of the Shiduchim, we find Avraham being Mashbia Eliezer. Mashbia HaBashem Elokei HaShemayim Elokei HaAretz Asher Lo Yisipach Isha Lebni B'Bnois HaKnani Asher Nochi Yashed B'Kirbay. He's Mashbia that Eliezer, when he's going to look for a wife for Yitzchak, should not take a wife from the B'nai Saknani. And L'chayr, the Shvua, besides the fact that I always notice in Nacht that they swear all over the place, even though we say from a Yidden don't make Shvuas, they seem to make Shvuas everywhere. But this Shvua seems to be totally extra. If I make a Shliach to be Mekadosh Anisha, and I tell the Shliach, be Mekadosh Anisha, but not from this city. So even if Eliezer wants to not listen and be Mekadosh Anisha, it's not chal anyway. You can't choose a wife for somebody against his will. So here, where Avraham, or presumably Yitzchak, was a gadol, was sending Eliezer to do a Shlichus, to be Mekadosh Anisha, the whole thing, the whole Shvua, seems to be a wasted Shvua. Just don't make him a Shliach, and if you don't make him a Shliach, then Memela he's not going to be able to do it. The Teva of somebody who's looking for a Shidduch is that he has a list of priorities. A list of priorities, things you want, things very important, things a little important. There's a list of priorities. For some people, you make up your list and it works. If it doesn't work, if it takes time. So over time, a person is mevater on his priorities, is mevater. He cuts out this priority or another priority and he tries to figure out what's really important to him. We find here that Avraham was afraid that it won't be so easy to find a shidduch for Yitzchak. He talks about the scenario where Eliezer can't find a shidduch for Avraham. He finds one and she doesn't want to come. You're off the hook. What's going to happen? I don't know what's going to happen. So it's Yitachin that Avraham Avinu realized that they're entering into a parsha shidduchim. And there are certain priorities. At a certain point in time, we're going to have to say, well, which priorities are most important to us and which are less important to us. We might decide to cut back on this priority. So Avraham started by making a shvua as being Mashbi Eliezer, that this priority can't get cut back. This priority has to stick. And Ad Kedei Kach, they made a shvua that it turned out Eliezer couldn't do it. Even if Avraham Yitzchak wanted to cut back on this priority, it would be shaykh. So the lesson here is that there are some priorities that are more important than others, obviously, and that at least for them, this was an important priority. So I'd like to talk a little about priorities, and maybe try to say something that might be a little bit of a chiddush to some of you, and let's see if it can be so. I was once visited by somebody who was in the Parsha Shiduchim, and his father, who was a friend of mine, had gone with him to Eretz Yisrael and took him in. It's not Lashon Hara, I could tell. He took him in to Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich, who's a Talmud Chacham, a Baal Eitzah. So he told him, you know, the Shidduchim is not going so quickly. So Gamliel told him, you should know, if any two normal people get married, they can make it work. Make sure you check it out that you're normal. And any two normal people get married, you can make it work. So he came back, and he asked me if I think it's true. Is it true? I mean, he was tiny that by them, that's what they do. In Yerushalayim, that's what they do. The parents make a shidduch. And it works. As far as we could see, it works just as well as any other system. So I told him what I think. I don't know if I'm right, but I told him what I think. I told him that it's 100% true, provided that the two of them are happy doing it. Provided that they're happy. If they're happy, then it's true. I mean, you have to make sure they're normal. There has to be a due diligence to make sure that it's in the parasha somewhat. But if it is, you can make it work. Shami Yidden, couples are not less happy because their parents arrange a shidduch. They just the two of them have to be happy. Chazal said that it's also lekadosh isha jireva. Why is lekadosh isha jireva? You tell the husband and the man and the woman should tell their parents what they want. How tall and how short and how fat and how skinny and how big a nose and etc. And trust them. But you have to be happy. You go into something, you have to want to go into. Your heart has to be in it. So wherever you're holding, if this is enough to make you happy, then it's 100% true. You know, if you're Yerushalmi, you grew up in Yerushalayim, and that's your normal. Well, not after Yerushalayim, there are Hasidim who do it today. So if you're happy doing it that way, you can do it. If you're not happy doing it that way, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates an illusion of choice that we call dating, which is all a smokescreen. It's really all a smokescreen, because when the right one comes, the Baruch Hashem makes it happen. Sometimes easier, sometimes harder, like everything else in Olam Hazeh. But the point is that when people are happy, they can make it work. There's a story about the stipler shidduch. And I heard this years ago, that the Chazon Ish, the stipler married the Chazon Ish's sister. The Chazon Ish saw a Torah journal, a shtickle Torah from the Chazon Ish, from the stipler, as a young man. He says, Shosh shtickle Torah, this is the perfect shidduch for my sister. That's the story, which presumably is true. So when I used to hear this speech from Darshanim, they always made sure to add something like, "What about Midas Tavis?" Okay, based on Shtikl Torah, you know, sometimes a creep can write a good Shtikl Torah too. You know, so what about Midas Tavis? So they always make sure to add, of course, the Chazon Ish saw the way it was written; he understood that he had Midas Tavis. So everybody always adds to the story. Mister Mir, the story too, no? Everybody understand. The problem is the Chazon Ish writes about this. He doesn't write that it's his sister and his brother-in-law, but in Emunah Betachin, he writes about this, and he writes that it's shayach to find from a shtickle Torah a shidduch. He brings a Gemara. Well, he brings a Gemara. It's actually a Maisa in Navi, a similar Maisa. When someone said, "Whoever can figure this out, I'll give my daughter." What do we have in Nach? No, Shalos to kill Goliath, but what? By Kalev, he said, "Whoever will be pyrek the 300 halachas down the shtakat the avlei shemayisha, so I'll give him my daughter." So the Chazon Ish writes beferish not like the Darshan. Now it's true sometimes a creep could write a good shtickle Torah. So mistam the normal ishtaglus had to somehow be done. But the idea that if a person is happy, he could make it happen, it's a true thing. A lot of the priorities that we have, it's because we need that, we feel we need that to be happy. May be true, may not be true. So again, from this week's parasha, I'd like to suggest one of the priorities. And it's actually a sifri that I want to share with you in Parashas Bechukai. But I saw it because it was brought, there's a gra that's connected to the end of the parasha, not the part of the parasha that talks about Shidduchim. Now listen to the gra. It says at the end of the parasha that Avram, how many children did Avram have altogether? How many children? He had eight children. Two of them you know, Mistam, the two you know are Midian and Midan, right?
Right.
And then he also had Yitzchak and Yishmael. And the Bnei Keturah. But he had Zimran and Yachshan, Medan, Midyan, Yishbak and Shuach. These are your cousins, our cousins. Right? So he had a bunch of other children. And what did he do with them? So it says in the Chumash, the last thing it says he did before he died, it says that he sent them, Yishalchem. He sent them away. Yishalchem al Yitzchak b'noi v'ydenu chai. Came to Eretz Kedem. So he sent them away, gave him matanas, he sent them away. So here is something troublesome. When it came to Yishmael, Avram didn't want to send Yishmael away. Yishmael was a child that misbehaved. And Yitzchak was a child at the same time. The difference in age was 13 years. So they were growing up in the same house. Avram doesn't want to send away Yishmael. And Sarah says, what do you mean? He's a Beir Hashpah, my son. And the Baruch Shalom has to say to do it. And here, he has six more children. And Avraham Avinu is already old enough not to be mushba from them. And he sends them away. Why does he send them away? It's the cash. So there's a gra in his Pirush on the Sifri. I saw it in it's two places in the Pachad Yitzchak, in the Sefer Zekarin and in Mamari Pesach. He brings this gra. The gra says the following. It says, V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, es brisi Yitzchak, va'af es brisi Yitzchak, va'af es brisi Yaakov. The Sifri says, the Torah kind of says, es is l'rabbis bris ha'imais. There's a bris with the avais and a bris with the imais. Es is always marba, a secondary thing. Es besari, es ha'tafel v'besari. Es piri, es ha'tafel v'piri. It's marba things that are connected. And it's marba that there's a bris with the imais too. What's the bris with the imais? So the cross says this. He says the bris with the avais is a bris of maisim tovim, midais, chesed, gevura, tferes, all types of wonderful things and kedusha to pass on to children. That's the bris of the avais. The bris of the imais is to be a chaima, to be a wall, to protect the children from outside influences, from the world around them. The bris ha'imais, to pass on to their children, to their daughters, and to Bnei Yisrael, is to be a wall of protection. What do we find by every one of them? Sarah says, protect my son from Yishmael. And Rivka wants to protect Yaakov from Esav. And Rachel Leah say, the house of Lavan, they talk about leaving the house of Lavan. The Gross says that the bris ha'imais is to be a chayma. Which is a Gemara in Yevamis, Samach Beis. The Gemara says, Ashari v'lai ish, Ashari v'lai chayma. What's a chayma? A chayma is a wall that protects. A wall that protects. At the Chasna, the Kala walks seven times around the Chasin. To be mekayim the Pasik, Nekeva to Seivev Zachar. There's a Pasik in Yeshaya, I believe, that says, V'nekeva to Seivev Gever, I'm sorry. So the Gemara there says, so that's the minig that you walk around. That Gemara, that same pasuk is brought in Yom HaSamach Beis on Gemara that an Isha, Shari B'lai Isha, Shari B'lai Chayma. That means that an Isha in a person's house is a certain level of protection from the outside. Now what he says to explain this is that Kozman Sarah was alive. So Sarah was the Chayma. Sarah said, send away Yishmael. Once Sarah died, so Avram had to take on the midah of the mice as well. So Avram did it on his own, v'yishalchem. But the Be'etzem, it's the midah of the mice to protect from the outside. So we're learning about one of the priorities in the aim is a woman who protects a house from bad influences, from outside influences. And Ein Isha Elalabanim, Mark Subis, that a wife is to help with children. Ein Isha Elalabanim. The idea that a person has to look for a wife that's a chayma is this idea. She's walking around you seven times. It's a chayma. We find that way. Person that doesn't have a home is in greater danger of the bad influences from the gas. Somebody is anchoring into a home. So this is a priority not to pass up. priority, a brisi mais, a bris of protection. Now, I get to hear somebody who's dating talk about, what are you looking for? I'm looking for someone that'll protect my house from outside influences. Somehow it didn't come up too often as a first priority. But at least to have an appreciation that a person that you're marrying shouldn't be a person who's into all of the goss things, all of the things in the street. Now, one of the surprises that people don't like to hear is that the person you get engaged to and the person you marry aren't exactly the same, at least to you. Now, all the married people, I think, know that. That by the time you get married, certainly by the time you're married for a little while, you know her better or differently than you knew her when you got engaged. Now, if you just got engaged, it's a little scary, right? What's going to change? So the nature of it is that a person has priorities. He gets engaged, he has to be happy. You have to make it work. One of the things that changes when a woman gets engaged, it changes gradually. Sometimes it takes till she gets married. Sometimes, not usually, it takes a couple of weeks thereafter. Is that a woman becomes a chayma. Lebaida, what's a chayma? Kadosh Baruch Hu created a person with the natural tools to do the things he has to do. Right? You're not a swallow. You never thought about what has to happen. You swallow naturally when you swallow. Right? You know, a child doesn't start walking on his hands and then discover you have to walk on your feet. Right? A little child doesn't take food and try putting it in his eyes first. Well, some do. But most people put it naturally into your mouth. It's a certain nature and instinct. The same thing is true with a wife. A wife has an instinct to be a chayma. Being a chayma has to do with, depends how you phrase it, being critical of a husband. Not nice to say being critical. Being helpful to a husband, but it feels like she's being critical. Now, that's the nature of a woman. It's a priority in marriage. Is that a wife should be able to help, to be a chayma, to be a protection in the house. Now that midah is a midah that exists. Sometimes a husband reacts violently and squashes that midah. It makes it not happen. Usually the women have more staying power than the men in that area. But usually that nekuda is a nekuda that comes out. It could come out during engagement. It could come out after marriage. It could come out in many different ways. A lot of different ways. But sometimes it hurts. Because most of the time they're right. When they're critical. Not every time. But most of the time, there's something to what's being said. And it's the way it's supposed to be. But that's not what you signed up for. That's not what you signed up for. Every woman says, I don't want to be a mashgiach when I get married. And that's what they say. That's not what you signed up for. But you see, it's a gift. A woman has, Chaim Shmulevitz calls it a chush hareach. He calls it Saideh Sabriya. Saideh Sabriya, she actually isha chush hareach, that she can smell out the chesroinus of her husband. He has a beautiful raya. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, by Rav Hanani ben Tradyan, that Rav Chaim Tradyan was killed, when Harugei Malchus, his wife was killed too. Why was his wife killed? So Gemara says that her husband paskined to be Hoiga Hashem Barabim, to say out the Yudke Vavke. When he gave a shear, he spoke out the Yudke Vavke, not the name Adnus. He pronounced the Yudke Vavke. So she should have told him, you're doing the wrong thing. So Chaim Shmulevitz says, what are you talking about? He's the God of Adar. He paskins this way. So his wife has to tell him you're paskin wrong. Tell you paskin wrong, God of Adar. His wife has to tell you paskin wrong. If it actually gets Misa. So Chaim Shmulevitz writes this. He writes, Yeshli Isha Chushareach. He says, a Saideh Sabriya. I don't know who calls it a Saideh. You just have to be married for a little while. And if you're aware, if you're attuned to what's going on, you realize that that's the way it is. The Saideh Sabriya, Yeshli Isha Chushareach, to be Mavchin Chisrein Esabal. That's this idea of Chaima, the idea of protection, which is a basic important idea in a marriage. And somebody who's at least attuned to it is aware enough when he looks for a wife to find someone who's going to, so to speak, stand on his right, stand in that direction, to be helpful to him. If someone criticizes you and you get angry, it usually means that the criticism is correct. There's a big cloud in psychology that if someone criticizes you something which is off base, it won't bother. Usually, won't bother you. Some people are sensitive, but most of the time, it won't bother you. If someone tells you something that's just totally not true, how much does it bother you? It's true. It's true and exaggerated, then it's painful. Which I do. You know, that's like the Seidus Abriyas. I'm telling you Seidus Abriyas. Is that that's part of the Yisholiyas Kechayma. And that's part of the way it is. In general, when people are dating, the girls are all firmer than the boys. And after you're married for a while, it reverses. It reverses. Rav Druk used to say, "Eishes Chayil Miyimza." It means it's rare to find Eishes Chayil Miyimza. Hard to find Eishes Chayil. And then it says, "Rabbis Bnei Sasu Chayil." There are plenty of them are Bnei Chayil. So it's a theory. In the beginning, Eishes Chayil says Eishes Chayil Miyimza. Then it says, "Rabbis Bnei Sasu Chayil." So he said, "Yeah, when they're single, Rabbis Bnei Sasu Chayil. Oh, they're all Eishes Chayil. Once they get married, it gets harder. It gets more difficult. You know, it's not." The girls don't have to sit in the Beis Medrash for 2, 3, 4 hours in a row and sit and learn. They just have to want the husbands to do it. It's a lot easier. Then, when it gets in their way, it's something that has to be cultivated. If you don't cultivate it, it's going to get lost. So this is the Bris HaEmois. The Bris HaEmois is the idea of a woman being a chayma. That's why she walks around 7 times, to be a chayma. And that's a role. That's a role in the house. It says, "Medaleg al aharim." Medaleg al aharim kapitz al agvois. Medaleg al aharim zuschus avos. Kapitz al agvois zuschus imois. It's talking about Mashiach's coming. Sheikh will come, Medaleg al harim, Kapitz al gvois. The harim, which are taller, are the avais, and the gvois, which are shorter, are the imais. The problem is that the word dilug is a smaller jump than kfitza. Kfitza is lukfais b'shnei raglayim. Somebody who does a broad jump, a long jump, is lashing kfitza. Lidaleg is to skip, regalachas. So it's a little funny that in a certain darga, the chelak ha'imais is more than the chelak imais. The avais are bigger, they're taller. The imais, gavais, are shorter. Okay, the avais are greater than the imais. But when it comes to jumping, running towards Mashiach, it seems like the imais have kedima. The imais may come quicker. But that's the chayma. That's the chayma. In the darish of Mashiach, and these diaries, the main thing is the protection. The main avodah is the protection from outside things. Most of our avodah are oilam haba. In this generation, we don't have the godless and Torah of previous generations. But we have the nisyonos hachayim are much greater, and that's the schus of our generation, to grow up, to be sitting and learning, to be running to daven, to be shomer oneself in our generation. That's our schus. That's the mekapetz al advice. That's the schus ha'imais, the chayimah. What does it say? What's saying the pasuk when Amalek attacked? So it says, "Mashar v'chor alu arayish hagiva," lashon gevais of the imais. The protection from Amalek is gevais, is chayma, is the chelak imais. And so, what we're learning here is our priorities, and people sometimes have to sacrifice certain priorities. But an important priority is this. Now, it's an interesting thing, because even though a woman could be mafchid the chesreinus of her husband, it doesn't mean she catches all her own chesreinus. Every human being has his own chesreinus, her own chesreinus. It's what you make of it. It's what you do with it. And what you do with it is what makes something yes happen or not happen. And the reality, facing the reality of the way it's supposed to be, that was Rashi says also in Yevamis. Rashi says Eze Kenegdai. So Gemara says Zocha Eze, Le Zocha Kenegdai. So Rashi says, if he does things right, she's an Ezer. He follows with him. If he does things wrong, so she corrects him. So I don't get it. He is sometimes right, sometimes wrong. She is always right. If he gets it right, she's an Ezer. If he gets it wrong, she's Kenegdai. What's going on? So again, in the things he does, she gets it right. Nobody gets it right all the time. But the Teva Habriya is such a Teva Habriya of smelling out a Chush HaReach. That is as much a fundamental in marriage as all the other things that we do think of. All the other things that we do think of, and maybe in our generation it's more so. When I was in Lakewood on the Seres Yimei Tshuva, it was very nice because a lot of the fellows that were here in the classroom over the years come at the end. I speak the first time we did something in Lakewood, so Rav Olson spoke, Rav Savitsky spoke, Rav Belsky spoke, and then I'm supposed to speak. And everybody has to drive back to Lakewood. So I got up to speak. Rav Belsky's sitting there, Savitsky's sitting there. So I'm going to go now and make a big speech. So I wished everyone well, and I told them, I don't want to keep everyone waiting. If they want to hear a speech, they should tune in Matzah Shabbos. And that was the end of my speech. And they daven Ma'ariv. So some of the chevra that were here actually wanted to hear me speak. I told them, if the Ma'ariv, everyone leaves, we'll go into a room. So that became the, we have the Lakewood event, every Aseres Yimei Tshuva. So that's what it became. The truth is, the guys who I'm close with come at the end. They come at the marriage. And it's very nice. I get a chance to talk to them. So one person in particular, I told him, I'm shocked that you learn this much. He's learning Daf Yomi in the morning, and then the evening, they have a chabura, and they learn in the Amid in the evening, with as much as they could, Pesach in as well. That's his two Siddurim. And the Sundays, the base medrash till 11 o'clock. He doesn't dive in at 10. So I asked him, like, what's going on with you? You know, you're learning more than you learned when you were in the basic yeshiva. So he said to me, you don't understand. I've heard this exact language from people. You don't understand. In Lakewood, if you don't learn, you're a nobody. He said to me, in Lakewood, if you don't learn, you're a nobody. It's very interesting. It's very interesting. You know, I always, when I hear that, I tell them, yeah, well, in Brooklyn, if you don't have money, you're a nobody. You know, same thing, money and learning, you know, it's like the same type of thing. I'm sure in Lakewood there are people who learn and people who don't learn. People who are in a chevra, where if you don't learn, you're a nobody, and people who are maybe in different groups. It's how you set up your home. How you set up your home, that's the ruchnius. The home comes with a built-in system, an alarm system, to get you to learn, to get you to daven, and it's called a wife. If you unplug the alarm system, it's not going to work for you. It's not going to work. You unplug it. You shut it up. Then, you know, shut it up. If you tell her, you know, you're not perfect. Why do you want me to be perfect? So you'll be right. But not her job to be perfect. It's your job to be perfect. She's complimenting you, saying, I want you to be perfect. You should know that that's a chelik gadol in a relationship between a husband and a wife. It's a chelik gadol to be able to talk about building a house the way it should be. There are other priorities, and it depends on the person. It's an interesting thing that Rav Palm used to say, that a person doesn't need a wife as a mulumedes. A person doesn't need a wife as a mulumedes. He needs a wife who's strong. She doesn't have to be able to read to learn Michtam Elyos. And he would say about the Chafetz Chaim, the Chafetz Chaim, again, the storybooks and the real story. It said in the storybooks that the Chafetz Chaim, you know, he had a business. That he took care of the books. Because he wanted to make sure everything was done honestly. He didn't want to leave it to anybody else. So he took care of the books to make sure all the bills were paid and nobody was charged twice. So Rav Palm said, Barabin, that that's not the reason. It was because his wife, the Chafetz Chaim's wife, was illiterate. She couldn't do math. And that's why he had to take care of the books, because she couldn't do math. Now, I'm sure she wasn't a total fool. Probably didn't have, wherever she grew up, she didn't have the background. Pam said, you don't need a chavrus. Now, I have to tell you, not everyone's the same. I don't think anybody here is ready to marry somebody who's illiterate. Although, depends what else is in the package. But the point is, the problem was making is that you don't need, you have to think about what you need. You have a right to have any priorities you want. The person gets married, goes to look for a wife, can have any priority he wants, as long as he knows what he's looking for. And different people have different preferences and different tastes, and Shalom Yisrael. But when it comes time to cutting back on priorities, you can't leave the Rabbani Shalom out. You can't leave the Ruchnias out. It's the nature to cut back on the Ruchnias and say that we'll work it out. You can't cut back on the Ruchnias. You have to cut back on something else. That's not the area to cut back on. The nature is that between the time someone leaves yeshiva and he's working for 10 or 20 or 30 years, the Ruchnias goes in a southerly direction usually anyway. If you don't make a darim for it, if you don't make a chayma for it, then nothing's going to remain. Nothing's going to remain. So, what do I say about Shaduchim? I say don't leave God out of it. That's all. Just keep the Rabbi Nisholim in the deal. You're never going to find the Shaduch without the Rabbi Nisholim anyway. Because all Shaduchim are that way. But keep the Rabbi Nisholim in the equation. Keep the Rabbi Nisholim in the equation. You have to try. Eliezer tried. He didn't just go and say, it's all bashered anyway, so I'll just go down and I'll just pick the first girl and finish. He tested her. She's a Balas Chesed. Why do you have to test her? It's all bashered. The teretz is that you have to do your shtadlus. Without your shtadlus, nothing happens. But after the shtadlus, you see that it was all from the Rabbi Nisholim. So this is the message, the priority message. Is that don't cut back on the Ruchnias to a priority. And once you're married, it's what you make of it. The Ruchnias is what you make of it. You can silence it, you can turn it off, you can leave it on. And if you're offended, then the criticism is probably correct. If you're offended, then it's probably correct. But if you gave people the mashal, with Michael Jordan, you remember him? Michael Jordan is a basketball player. Someone goes over to him and taunts him and says, you don't know how to play basketball. He's going to be offended. Not going to be offended. He'll laugh at the guy. He's going to be offended. If someone comes over to him and tells him, you're dumb, he'll be very offended. Extremely offended. He'll get angry at the guy. So if someone says to you, you're dumb, and you get offended, that's not good. That's not good. That's the nature of people. That's the nature of the way people are. No, there must be something else to do with Shaduchim. I'll tell you a letter of the Stipler. I love to read these two together. There's a letter of the Stipler and something for Rav Chaim. And it's the most fun to take the two at a table. You want to make a good conversation, you have to take the two of them. The letter of the Stipler is, I think, in the first Kreina Degusa. I think it was Letter Tzadik, if I remember correctly. It's a letter to a father of a girl who stopped her from marrying somebody. It's a very sharp letter. He writes to him that when you say you're stopping the shidduch for your daughter's sake, it's not true. That someday you'll stand in front of the Beis Shalmala and all your lies are going to fall away and the emes will come out that your hands spilled the blood of your daughter. He writes that very sharply. He says, therefore, stop your objection. He ends very funny, the last line. He writes very sharply to him. And then at the end he writes, stop your objection, let her get married. Kibas Talmud Chacham he writes at the end, because she's a daughter of a Talmud Chacham. I guess he wanted to end with a compliment. But it's a very sharp letter against the man for stopping a child's shidduch. That's in Kreina Degusa. In Derech Sicha, which they put out from Frank Kandinsky, in the first volume, probably in Kiseitse, where it talks about Shidduchim, someone asked him a shayla. It says in Hilchos Yom Kippurim that if someone asks you if you're mechila, you have to be meichel. Except, it says, if someone was Maitzi Shemra, if someone's Maitzi Shemra on you, someone spread rumors about you, bad rumors, and he asks you for Mechila, it says you don't have to be Meichel, because he can't undo what he did. The Shemra is still there. That says in Shulchan Aruch. So the asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, if someone messed up your Shidduch, that Shidduch, it was going to go, you're ready to get engaged, and someone made a call and messed up the Shidduch, do you have to be Meichel? It's not going to come back anymore. Do you have to be Meichel someone who messed up your Shidduch? That's what he asked him. So Reb Chaim answers, it's E-Efshir to shter somebody Shidduch. As he writes, it's E-Efshir to shter somebody Shidduch. In this Tira, with this time, with his father's letter. Is this Tira his father's letter? No. Chaim says, E-Efshir to shter somebody Shidduch. You have to be Meichel, he didn't do anything to you. And the stipler writes to the father that, you know, you'll come to the Elamanis, they'll show you that you stopped the Shidduch. The other Terrence? What is Kasha for me?
What?
Shouldn't
come through the father.
That's not what he's writing, no.
The specific Shidduch or stop someone getting married by file?
They're both talking about specific Shidduch.
You
mean maybe. Reb Chaim is talking about specific Shidduch. He says you can't stop the specific Shidduch. So what's the letter about? What's the letter about? So I'll tell you the answer lemaisa. It's a good kasha. You take two, it's a good kasha. But the answer lemaisa is this. You should know this answer for Shidduchim, for Parnosa, for Gezunt, for everything. The answer is this. Kol zman, it's holy by Yishtadlus. You have to believe that it's up to you. Kol zman, it's a time to be Mishtadl. You have to believe it's up to you. Whatever I do, if you understand, it's a time to mishtadl. You have to do all your mishtadlus, ilu, it's up to you. Once the time for mishtadlus passes, once the time for mishtadlus passes, you're engaged. Then you have to believe that it's all bashert. Nothing but shter. It's all a smokescreen. The whole mishtadlus is a smokescreen. It's a smokescreen that exists. That the mishtadlus mechayev us to do mishtadlus. So kol zman you mishtadl to get a job, to buy a house, or to find a shidduch. Kol zman you being mishtadl. You have to believe that it's up to you. The Rebbe Shalom wants you to be mishtadl, it's up to you. Once it's done, once you find yourself, you're under a chuppah, they're walking you with two candles, one on each side. You know, once you're holding there, it's bashert. It's bashert. Gemara says that when someone got married, they asked him, matzah or mitzah? They asked him a lashon, well, what's your wife? Is it matzah? Or is it Maitza? Maitza ani and Shisha Mitzasi Mar Mimaves. There's a Maitza wife who's Mar Mimaves. And there's a Matza Isha, Matza type. There's Isha's type. So he asked the Matza I Maitza. Hopefully he answered Matza. And there's in the shop line for Rabbi Kiva Eger. There aren't too many shop lines that are printed from him. But the Mitzah, there's the Matza. Matza is a person that talks about finding a good wife. And Maitza is a person that talks about finding a bitter, a Mar Mimaves wife. So Rabbi Kivega said, the minig used to be at least, the chasen challah, when he cut it, everyone would grab it. Everyone would grab the chasen challah. So Rabbi Kivega said, why would they grab the chasen challah? I was so hungry. So he said, because the chasen eats the matzah and maitzah. So when he has the hamaitzi, everyone grabs the maitzi away from him. So he's only left with the matzah. So he's left with matzah, isha matzah. But this beautiful word, matzah and maitzah, that's what I'm sure I'm saying. Matzah is past tense, I found. Mitzah is present tense. I'm finding. Kozman, you're dating, you're mitzah, you're finding. When a guy gets married, you ask him, matzah or mitzah? If you're still thinking, is this my right shidduch? Maybe it's my wrong shidduch? Bad news. That's bad news. Once the shidduch is done, it's matzah. It's done, you're not shopping anymore. You know, it's finished. It's matzah. It's done. This is basheret, the way it had to be. If the shidduch is done, people look back, usually they can figure out that the things didn't happen naturally. If you can't figure it out, so there's something to be figured out. Matzah or mitzah, if you still think you're being mishadl, bad news. Once it happens, so Stipler's letter is shas hashtadlus. He says you got to be mishadl. Chaim's letter is lach ha-maisa. It's once it happened. So What the truth is, I don't know, between the two letters. But the Hanhaga that I know, it's not that way. It's that way with everything. The way refuas, you have to, because man, a person is looking to heal a disease, he has to be mishtadl b'chol kaychai. Once his mishtadl is finished, he has to understand that it's up to Rabbi Nishalom. Person mishtadl for parnasi, mishtadl b'chol kaychai. Once your shtadlus is done, you understand this under Rabbi Nishalom. Will you get the job? Will you get the house? Will you, whatever it is. Right, so these are a few thoughts that have to do with Parshas Chayesara. It's an avoda. It's a big avoda. It's an avoda when you're looking for a wife. It's an avoda when you find a wife. It's an avoda when you're married for a few years. And I don't know. I can only tell you the first 35 years, roughly. It's an ongoing process. It's always an ongoing process. And at some point, my wife will finish correcting everything. And at that point, you know, it'll be easy. I'll let you know how many years it takes. But the Vaila, even me, she hasn't finished straightening out yet. All right. This is my thoughts for the week of Parshas Chayesara. Good Shabbos to everyone.